Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have just got such a wonderful guest today. As you know, I always enjoy having people that have special stories to tell. My guest today, Carol Harper, well, she has got a story that I know will touch your heart and your mind, but maybe in a way you would never have expected. Carol, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Donna, for having me. Good afternoon.
Now, Carol, you have been very much involved with Toastmasters through the years. You also have served as their president. You are also on the Victim Impact Panel for MADD Atlanta, M-A-D-D, and that's where you live in that area. But
yes, ma'am.
You are a person that I actually met at the National Publicity Summit. And I can remember meeting you, and you told me your story, and I said, I definitely want to have you as a guest on my show. You have walked a walk of experience that I don't know that many people would even be able to conceptualize. And your story, which is titled Of Face Value, is all about your journey, what you went through, and how your whole life was changed. Carol, it's so hard sometimes to write stories about deep personal experiences. You have done this, and you have done it with such an honesty. Why did you want this book? What's the purpose behind your sharing your story through your book?
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell a victim story. There's so many people that are victims of drunk drivers today, and I wanted people to know the victim side of the story, that my injuries are long-term injuries that last for a lifetime. And I think the majority of people think, oh, you were hit by a drunk driver, you're going to be in the hospital patched up and out, and that's it. And I want people to know that it is ongoing still, years later.
Now, you had, before the incident, a very prestigious position. You were working in Washington, D.C. Tell us what you were involved with and what you were doing.
Yes, I worked at the Sheridan Park Hotel in Washington, D.C. I was public relations assistant. And as part of my job, I wined and dined with congressmen and senators. I attended the inaugural ball. I dressed up in evening gowns, went to the various parties. So I did have a very good job, and my looks were a very important part of my job as well as having a very good memory because I had to multitask and do a lot of different things. But it was a very glamorous job, and I loved it.
Now, tell us about the events that led up to the accident.
Well, actually, the morning of the accident, I'll never forget. I was on my way to work. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, can you believe? On my way to work, when the drunk driver was on the wrong side of the road and hit me head on. Actually, the steering wheel hit my face, broke all of my facial bones. My face was actually ripped apart from my skull in the 100-mile-per-hour impact.
Mm. I know. There is a physician that when on July 7th, 1974, you were brought in, and there was a Dr. Clayton that was on duty. They were having a problem. They were working in the trauma unit to help you survive. And what you have in your book, and I'm going to quote directly, the young woman is far from being out of danger, but at least she was momentarily stabilized. Her face, bluish black in color, was swollen to twice its normal size and looked anything but human. Gone were all the physical features that made this woman who she was. She was unrecognizable. Her beautiful face was gone. Now, at the time that this happened, weren't you engaged to a young man?
Actually, I was married at the time.
And that was Brian.
Right. We were, yeah, knew, we hadn't been married long. We'd been married less than a year when this happened. So it was quite a shock and hard on both of us.
Now, tell us what you went through. I mean, your story is just incredible, but and I know we're not going to be able to cover a lot of detail in it, but what was it that you had to go through in the hospital? Here you are with this traumatic accident. How long were you in the hospital?
I was in the hospital for a month. I was in a coma for 4 days. The first 4 days, they didn't even think I was going to live. My family came, and the doctor said, you know, it doesn't look good. They gave me about a 50-50 chance of making it that first night. So it was just really traumatic, and it was amazing that I did come through it. But I had some very serious injuries. I had a severe head injury, and that put me in critical condition. I also lost the sight in my left eye. At first, they thought I was blind, and thank God that didn't happen. But I also lost my sense of smell. My jaw was broken, nose, and then all of my facial bones were crushed to powder. The plastic surgeon said it was the worst he had seen of anyone that had survived.
Now, what did they have to do to help you through this? I know your family was there, and your husband was there with you. And how long did it take for you to go through the recuperation process before you could leave the hospital? How long were you there?
Well, I was in the hospital a month, but then when I got home, I couldn't even walk by myself. My husband had to walk me to the bathroom. I had my mouth wired shut, so I couldn't eat any solid foods. I had to actually inhale soup through my wired mouth. I was so weak, I dropped down to 89 pounds. I couldn't even open a jar by myself, so my husband had to fix me soup. And it was just the most horrible experience. I don't know. Some people get their mouths wired shut to lose weight. It's not something that I would recommend. It was the most horrible experience.
Now, when this happens to someone, everyone that is close to them is very deeply affected. It changes everything. And it had a severe effect on your relationship with your husband. And again, you had not been married for very long at all. This was something that began to show itself in particular ways. And you really had to deal with so many issues. The fact that you were going through multiple surgeries, you were going to have to go through therapy, you were going to have to go through rehab. When you were doing this, when you were going through it, Lisa, what was the most difficult thing for you? I mean, for you as a person, what was your greatest battle?
Well, when I looked at the mirror and I saw a face that was not my own, I was devastated. Through all the injuries I had, I looked like a different person, and that was very hard for me because before my car crash, I put all of my self-esteem on my beautiful face, and when it was gone, my self-esteem was gone with it. So the hardest thing for me was to accept myself for who I am on the inside and not base it on my outward appearance. And that is another reason I wrote the book, to show people that your real true beauty is on the inside.
Now, you went through a lot of challenges, a lot of changes because of this. Like you said, your self-esteem. There may be some of my listeners today that have had to deal with an issue of a drunken driver or some injury because of another person's carelessness, and they may be having to cope with something like this. What would you say to first the family and or friends that might have to deal with something like this, and then what would you say for the victim themselves?
Well, I know for me, my faith got me through. Before my car crash, I believed in God and grew up in a Christian home, but I'd really gotten away from God and had my own agenda. But after this car crash, I had nobody to turn to but God, so my faith really helped get me through a really bad time, and I had to depend on God, and He brought me through it, and He showed me, too, that there was a purpose in all this, and that also helped me because I wanted to tell my story and turn lemons into lemonade, so to speak. And I did that, and then I want to tell others that they can do anything. the human spirit is strong, and you can get through anything.
What was your response when you had to go to court regarding the drunk driver? Tell us about what happened in that courtroom.
Well, I had two court cases. The first time I went to court was traffic court, and the drunk driver that hit me had three previous DUIs and was driving without a license when he hit me. So I thought for sure he would have a stiff penalty. When we got to court, we had witnesses, and then the judge said, $450 fine, and that is all the penalty this man got. I was devastated.
Why do you think that the court's positioning, with him having previous records, why do you think it was taken so lightly after what happened to you?
You know, I am baffled by it. I don't know. I mean, there's still today cases that, you know, our penalties on drunk driving still have gotten better since Mothers Against Drunk Driving has really taken a part in the legislature. But even today, a lot of people just get by with it.
It's just amazing to me.
It's really sad.
When I read that and I saw that information, I was just absolutely amazed. Now, you dealt with depression. This is something that was, when I was reading about this, I thought, this is not a surprise. My goodness, your whole life has just been, shattered into slivers, going into 10,000 in different directions. How do you ground yourself? You talked about intuition in your book. How was intuition a force that worked for you?
I just knew that God had a plan for me because I felt I was saved for a reason. A nurse witnessed the car crash and gave me CPR. And if it hadn't been for that nurse, I would have been dead that morning. Now, very interestingly, she worked at the hospital where I was taken. She was in the intensive care unit, and she was my nurse that next evening in the hospital. But she was on her way home that particular morning and came to my aid. So that in itself was a miracle, and I knew that God had saved me for a reason because I could have been taken out in a second. So I had to find my purpose, and through prayer and just talking with God, I really felt led to write this book and tell my story.
Now, one of the deeply disturbing aspects of this was the fact that your husband was unfaithful to you, and you found out about this. That, after all of the events that you had gone through, all of the circumstances you had experienced was devastating. How did this come about? How did you find out about it? And how did you handle this?
Well, this was very, very difficult for me because I was feeling low self-esteem anyway. I was feeling like I wasn't pretty anymore and my husband didn't love me. So when he was unfaithful, it just really hit me hard, and I was totally devastated. And actually, there was a note on our door that this woman he was having an affair with put a note on our door, and I opened it, and, you know, that's when I found out about it. But it was just, I was crushed.
But you found something that assisted you. And that was a support group. Tell us about how you got introduced to that support group, who they were, and how that helped you on the road to recovery.
The support group really helped me. It was an amazing group through the hospital that I was in. It was a day treatment program, and it was a group therapy, and everyone got together and helped each other and talked with the therapist and with each other. And that gave me a purpose. It gave me some place to go from 9 to 5 every day because, of course, I wasn't working. So that support therapy group was so good for me at that time. And even back then when I was in the support therapy group, I was taking notes because I knew someday I was going to write a book, and I was actually taking notes in therapy because I knew that I was going to use them later on to tell my story.
When you're in one of these meetings, you make the statement, I used to be very pretty, but I don't feel pretty anymore. When I married my husband, I was under this foolish notion that he was marrying me for me, and that my attractiveness was just a bonus for him. But I don't feel that way anymore, and now that my beauty is gone, he's no longer interested in me. Look at my face. It's not what you'd call pretty. That had a deep effect on that group.
It did. It was amazing because there were so many people in there, and they felt that after hearing my story, their problems seemed so small. So it was very interesting how I helped them and they helped me. And that's a good thing, I think, about group therapy. We think we have it so bad, and then we hear another person's story, and then we realize, you know, our situation isn't as bad.
And through this group, you ended up developing friendships. Now, your family loved you deeply, and as much as they could, they were with you. Brian, your husband, you couldn't depend upon at all. And here's this group that allows you to generate an understanding of what real, true relationships are all about. And one was a man by the name of Charlie, and there was a woman, well, actually, there were two. There was Amanda, and also there was Angie, that played such a role in your life. Tell us about Amanda. Was she the leader of the group there?
Yes, she was one of the counselors, and I really liked her. She was compassionate and caring, and I knew she cared about each and every one in the group. And it was just such a nice, comfortable group to be in, and you felt so safe. It was just so safe there. And that was the wonderful thing about that group house.
One of the components that she really made very clear to you is that self-pity wasn't going to serve you well at all, and you had to learn how to say no. What were some of the experiences that allowed you to come up and out of that very natural environment that one might find themselves in mentally? What did you do to make a difference?
Well, again, I just knew that my life was safe for a reason, and when I just started looking inside and seeing who I was on the inside, and when I did, I realized I had gifts and talents I didn't know I had because I was so busy focusing on the outside and the outward appearance, and this group really helped me see that I did have a lot more than just my pretty face, and just talking with the group on a day-to-day basis, you know, 9 to 5, 5 days a week, I learned so much about myself.
Now, you really confronted your husband at a particular point. He had become an alcoholic. Actually, he had been en route to that anyway from the story that you had here. But someone turned to him one day and said, "Your wife has made it through life on her looks and not her brains, but you said, you know what? I have lost my face value, but I haven't lost myself." And I think of those words and I think of that kind of a conversation. And at that point, you really had a respect and appreciation for who you were. And though you did not have the beauty of face that you had before, you did realize you had a purpose. How did Brian respond to that?
Well, he got angry and left. He just didn't want to hear it, and I knew that I had so surpassed him and that I'd become a deeper person, and I had many people say, "Do you think you'd still be married to him if it weren't for the accident?" And I have to say yes, because I realized at that point we were just different people and that I had come so far, and he still didn't really get it. So there's just a lot of things in this book. It's a really deep book. But it's entertaining as well, and that's what I'd like the listeners to know, that as you're being entertained, you're getting some really deep messages as well.
Yes, but also what I like is the fact that you're talking about reality. You're not giving fluff stuff, because there are so many challenges in life that we have to face, and many times those challenges will come into positioning when we least expect them, number one. Number two, it means we really have to look at who we are and what we believe in and what values we want to hold close to us. You bring out a point about depression, which I think is very important. I don't know of anyone living that it hasn't at one time or another gone through it. You talk about a man by the name of Jeff. Depression, self-esteem seemed to be very good companions with each other. And he made a comment that when you're depressed, you automatically believe you're worthless. And that he had read a recent study that revealed that 80% of depressed patients didn't like themselves, number one. And he felt that that was a pretty high number, and not a good feeling to have, especially when you're the one person that you spend the most time with. And what's presented in the book, when he made that comment, a lot of people said, yeah, that's very true. And I think that's one of the things, Lisa, one of the most valuable aspects of your book, is that, excuse me, this experience for you enabled you as a woman, as an individual, as a human being, to make assessments about really where you wanted to be in life, what you wanted to be in life, and how you wanted to live your life. And I think that takes a tremendous amount of courage, a tremendous amount of courage. When you went through this, I know that eventually you and your husband went your separate ways. And I found it amazing in many respects that you were able to really see through him as easily as you did and actually to forgive him. And I think that's a phenomenal accomplishment.
And that was very difficult to do. But, you know, one thing about forgiveness is for you, it's not for the other person. And when I did learn to forgive him, there was such a peace about me.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. And one of the many things that you became aware of were various fears that you had. I mean, the worst case scenario after what you've been through, you can look at it and say, that's no big deal. Let's see, what else are we going to do? I mean, you have come through, in my mind's view, the fires of hell, then some, and back, and you are a woman now that's very actively involved with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Tell us about this organization. Tell us about how you're active in it and what you would like my listeners to know about it.
Well, Mothers Against Drunk Driving has a victim impact panel, and the drunk drivers, after they're convicted, the state of Georgia makes them go to this panel and hear victim stories. So I'm able to talk face-to-face. Usually there's about 100, maybe 200 drunk drivers, and I tell my story. I have a PowerPoint presentation. I show the pictures of my crash car, pictures of me swollen up in the hospital. And it's amazing how these drunk drivers react to hearing my story. And the first time I spoke at MAD, I was so nervous, and I thought, how are these drunk drivers going to react to me? But the most amazing thing happened. After I spoke, I had at least a half a dozen of these drunk drivers come over and thank me, hug me, and say, thank you for sharing your story.
That's amazing.
It is.
That they thank you when they're the ones that have to be aware of this. That means that your message is significant. Now, I do want to say that you have a beautiful love story in here, and I don't want to tell it all, but I want to talk about a woman by the name of Maggie that you met, that you rented an apartment from. You really had some adventures.
I did. And experiences.
And again, we don't have time to go into all of it, but there was a mature woman by the name of Maggie Fry. Tell us about Maggie and how you met her.
Well, she was a godsend. I was praying, again, back to my faith. I was really praying for a place to live because after I, you know, left my husband, I was in need of a place. And I found this basement apartment, and it was just a perfect place. It was on a lake. It was beautiful. And the family lived upstairs, and the little basement apartment was downstairs. And this family just kind of took me in, and it was the most marvelous place I could have gone to. It's just perfect for what I needed at the time for healing, both physical, mentally, and emotionally.
Now, Maggie had a husband, Jake.
Yes.
These were people that were very comfortable in life. They weren't wealthy people. But the three of you just clicked. And part of that clicking was it being introduced to their son. And you have to tell a little bit of the story.
he was such a nice guy. We were friends, but he helped me realize that I did have a beauty other than my face, and he helped me realize how much I did have to offer. And we were very good friends, and it was just such a lovely environment to be in. And the family took me in, and they had me over for dinner all the time and included me in holidays and celebrations and everything like that. It was just truly a godsend what this family did to help me with my healing, both Maggie and Jake and their son as well.
You have walked a journey and are continuing to walk a journey, Carol, that is taking you into new experiences every day. But you have taken a positioning of empowering yourself and empowering others. When you look back on this, as you've said more than once during our conversation today, you know that you had a purpose in life. You know that you were given the gift of life to be able to grow and develop as a person and also to help other people. What do you think was and is still the biggest gift? This may seem like a very strange question for me to ask, but your book is so clear in the way the story is told and all of the details and information. With this that occurred in your life, you have a beautiful daughter now. What has been the greatest gift that from this experience you feel that you have been able to share with others?
That your true self-esteem does come from within. And I learned it the hard way by having this horrible, tragic car crash where my face was totally ripped apart from my face. But through my book and through my speaking, I hope to get across to others to really focus on their inner side and, you know, not focus so much on their beautiful face and their clothes. And I talk to a lot of young teens as well, and it's amazing the response I get when I tell my story. On how, you know, I used to be that way. I used to put all of my focus on my face, my clothes, and now I really learn that true beauty is on the inside. And it's amazing the response I get from people that read my book and people that come and hear me speak. So being able to share that is just, it really makes me feel good and know that I'm living my purpose and my dream.
Carol, is there a website that people can go to find out more about your story? Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Where can they go to find out more?
Yes, my website is offacevalue.com. That's the name of my book, offacevalue.com. And on my website, you can learn about my speaking. I speak to groups of all types, young and old. I also speak at book clubs. And my book is available at all major bookstores. I've had book signings at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and Hastings, just to name a few. And I've gone to about 5 states traveling around doing book signings, which is fun. I meet all kind of interesting people, and it's amazing when people come up to you and say, I read your book, and I was just so inspired by it.
Well, Carol, I can tell you your story is worth reading. And it's a story I think that should be shared with teenagers. I think just like what you're doing, speaking in front of people that have drunk driving records, that alcohol driving does not work. And there are results that can happen because of alcoholic problems. And I really think that being aware of Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, there is a support there. And for any of you who are listening, if you have known of anyone that has been affected by a drunk driver, I would suggest you share the story of Carol Harper of Face Value. If you have a teenager that you suspect that maybe, just maybe, might be wanting to indulge and just thinks it's okay, have that extra beer, do something else. It's not just for teenagers, this is for adults too. It's a real story about a real person, a real woman who is taking her experience and bringing something beautiful into life, not just by writing a book, but by walking the walk of being the most beautiful person she possibly can be and being bigger and better than what she ever could have imagined herself being capable of. Carol Harper, they can go to your website of facevalue.com, find out more about you. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Donna, for having me. It was a pleasure.
It was a delight, Carol. Much in the way of blessings and good fortune to you, and keep up the good work. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Don't you go away now. I've got some good stuff to share with you. More to come. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604, or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open, and if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, telephone numbers to call into, toll-free, 877-876-5227. That's for the U.S., 877-876-5227. For Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. So give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Also, I want to let you know, if you're a new listener to the program, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and I will give you some perceptions as I get them in my mind, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. And remember, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Well, I thought I'd share a little bit of trivia with you, and this is about living, homes. And there's a lot of people that want more space. Why? Well, maybe you've decided to have a at-home business. Maybe you've got additions to the family. Maybe you are going to bring an older member of your family into your home because you realize that there's going to be a point where they can't live on their own. Well, if you're considering adding on to your home, there's a lot of people that are doing that very thing. In fact, 7,047,000 U.S. homeowners either built a deck, a porch, a patio, making those the most popular home additions. 1,926,000 put in an additional bathroom. 2,040,000 added another type of room. And 1,080,000 constructed or extended a garage. Now, this is from the U.S. Census Bureau. So it just shows you that your home can be a wonderful value, a wonderful, wonderful asset. And for many people, when they're looking at their homes, they say, we want to remodel. We want to bring it up to par. Gee whiz, on this trip that I've had where I've been on the road traveling, I've talked with a number of people that are doing exactly that. We have some friends here in the state of Virginia where they said, we're putting out the whole back of our house. They're putting on a sunroom. They're doing all kinds of things. Now, why is this a good idea? It's a good idea because when your home dependent on the area that it is, if it's going to be more comfortable for you to live in, that's optimum. But number two, it enables you to do some things that maybe otherwise you wouldn't have considered. One of them is upgrading wiring in your home. In today's world, we have computers, we have printers, we have fax machines, we have all kinds of technology we're wanting to utilize. If you have an older home, upgrading your wiring is a good thing to do. I know we had to do that in our office because we found in our home that the wiring that was okay at the time the home was built, which was in the 70s, my goodness, it's not adequate for all of the equipment that we were using. And that even goes for exercise equipment. You know, we just have so much of our world computerized. Your kitchen may need to be upgraded. Wiring is number one. Also, something else to look at is plumbing. Those are things that are very important. So just a little bit of tidbit there that I thought you might find. Also, another point of tidbit, work and stress. There's a lot of Americans that feel that their job concerns have a significant impact on the level of stress in their lives. Listen to this and see if you might feel the same. About 33% of Americans report feeling chronically overworked. 54% have felt overwhelmed by heavy workloads at some point in the recent time frame. 29% spend a lot of time doing work they consider a waste of time. And 36%, and this is going to surprise you, 36% of the people interviewed do not plan to use all of their vacation time. Do you know we Americans have a bad habit of being workaholics? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't take vacation time. And this information comes from the Families and Work Institute. It was a study that they did back in 2005. I think with the people today, there is a lot of consideration. And that's one of the reasons why home businesses have been growing. People are saying, especially women, I want to be able to generate an income, and I want to be able to do it in an effective way where I can still take care of my home and my family. And there are a lot of men that are finding that the home-based business is something that they're interested in because much of the working environment that they thought they were going to be able to depend upon is disappearing. There are people who are very, especially men, who, if they're very skilled with their hands, are finding that the positioning of being a handyman is making them an excellent income. Why? Try to find one. Mm-hmm. They're few and far between. Why? Well, it just seems like working with your hands has not become a popular area of job environment, and yet welders, people that are knowledgeable about metalwork, about doing different things with all kinds of materials, people just have not had the education. Younger generations haven't had the education with it. So those that do have the education are finding, especially if they've retired, they've got a whole new venue that they can enter into. I know of one guy.
Hello?
Hello? Is there a caller on the line?
Hello?
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 Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We were having a few problems technically there. Listen, if you'd like to give me a call and chat, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Here are the telephone numbers, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Well, I wanted to just share something with you. I have gotten some information. Yes, yes, yes. Some good information about summer horoscope predictions for the 12 signs of the zodiac. So, if you're an Aries, a Taurus, or a Gemini, well, let's find out what's going to be happening in your life this upcoming summer. Well, during the month of June, we're in it. You should expect to have a lot of fun. For those of you under the sign of Aries, there's going to be good luck, maybe even some romance for you. And you're going to find around the 13th that, and of course, that's already passed, there were going to be a lot of insights coming your way, but you just need to keep your travel plans open-ended because after the 18th, you may find that there's going to be some opportunities for you. Now, July, coming up, a very special summer month, you're going to be putting extra hours in apparently at work or spending more time exercising your way to get into tip-top shape. By the way, if that's the case, you're not going to want to miss Teresa Tapp tomorrow. She's going to be my guest. She'll tell you how to do it. If you're single, keep an eye out. You may be meeting someone super special. The month of August is going to be very special for you under the sign of Aries. New paths of creativity are opening up for you, and a happy reunion is going to be coming about when someone that you have lost touch with is going to reach out to you, perhaps by the middle of the month. So there is a lot of good things and new work assignments, new work opportunities may be available to you. If you're born under the sign of Taurus, June is going to bring you money. Ooh, isn't that a nice thing to hear about? Well, I think that's always good, but if you're a Taurus, you're going to enjoy it. So you're going to find you're going to have extra money for whatever you might want to do during the summer. You might even make a very special trip, that dream vacation that maybe you've wanted to do. But be aware, you want to take care of your money. You want to really be aware of what you do with it, because you will find there's going to be some unexpected projects. So be more on the conservative side. If you find you've got that extra cash, put a little bit aside for play, and then put a little bit aside for a period of time when maybe you're going to need it for something special. I was talking about homeowners a little bit earlier. You may want to have that for that, or maybe you're going to want to look at investing it. And in July, you are going to feel so good about the people in your life. You are going to have a boost with money again, and working on a smart investment plan is an intelligent thing to do. Also, don't be surprised if someone's going to ask you to host a party, maybe even a family reunion. You're up to it. You can do it. August, change for those of you under the sign of Taurus. Change is definitely going to be blowing your way. That could mean a big jump for you at work or maybe a real interesting career opportunity. And your intuition is going to be working overtime. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. You may win in ways that you would otherwise not be readily available to recognize. Now, here we go with Gemini. Those of you born under the sign of Gemini, romance, well, it's going to be perking. If that's what your agenda will be, it's going to be working nicely for you. And you might also decide that you're going to perk up your life as well. You're going to start looking at how you can make changes in your life, those of you under the sign of Gemini. You're going to look at what you can do about improving income and what you can do to make your life feel like you are more in charge of what you're doing. For the month of July, those of you who are Geminis, you don't need to be too concerned about money. You're going to have money coming in from different sources, and you're also going to have time to spend with friends, which is always a good thing to do. And you may find there's opportunities to bring new people into your life so that you can expand your circle of friends as well. Now, we're coming into the month of August for those under the sign of Gemini. Don't be surprised if you really want to invest in yourself, upgrading your skills, expanding your knowledge, being prepared to grow and really develop a whole new arena in your life, in the working environment. That is going to be very important. You're going to find you should seem to have the luck of whatever. Things are going to flow for you. You're going to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right time. And if you've been doing the right thing, and if you feel like you need to take a risk, evaluate it. You may find your timing is perfect for those of you under the sign of Gemini. Well, we've got 9 other signs we'll be going through, but I'll do that as we go along this week. Meanwhile, if you would like to give me a call, then all you have to do to let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight is to call 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Now, I don't know about you, but getting ready for summer is always something that I go, oh, after such a long winter, how am I going to do it? Well, my friend Teresa Tapp, who does the T-Tap routine, you can go to her website and check it out. She's going to be on with us tomorrow, and we are going to have a very vibrant, interactive program that will allow you to see how you can really improve yourself physically, and you don't have to spend hours at the gym to do it. I know it works. It is fabulous. It's called T-Tap. So Teresa is going to be on with us on Thursday, and then on Friday, we're going to be talking green. What's going to be green? Green roof designs, award-winning green roof designs. This is something that I really have a very strong opinion about. I think it's wonderful. I think it's a way of not only helping the environment, but also it enables us to use space in a way and manner that benefits our living conditions as well as everything around us. So it's really going to be interesting. So that's going to be happening this week. And then next week, we're going to be doing the Best of Donna on Monday because I'm going to be flying back to my office. And then on the 24th, we're going to be talking with Jay and Sue Chotel about their very special story. It's Good to Know a Miracle. And the story is just absolutely fabulous. Also, we're going to be talking on Wednesday of next week with Neil Martin about habit. 95% of behavior marketers ignore. If you're a person in business, this is a must read. But it's also good for those of you who are not in business. Why? You can learn how, as a consumer, you affect businesses. As a consumer, how you use your money, how you perceive things. You may find some secrets regarding advertising you didn't know were affecting you. On the 26th, we're going to be talking with Kirk Ashley in Australia, how would love respond? And then we're going to be talking with Dr. Petty, another one of my favorite people. We are going to be talking about meeting purpose and passion. so that you can know how to feel better about your life. This is a wonderful man who is dedicated not only to medicine, but also to alternative forms of medicine in empowering people so that they can experience wellness on the highest level. Great lineup of guests. If you have missed anything that I've said and you wanted to find out who's coming up on the shows, all you need to do is go to my website, DelphiInternational.com, go into the newsletter section, and you'll find the posting of guests. Also, what you'll find is that on BBSRadio.com, the guests are posted as well. If you miss any one of them, all you have to do is go into the archives at BBSRadio.com, and then we will be able to open up the opportunity for you to listen to any of the programs that you might want to hear. So again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. As you know, with this show, I have a real passion for books. Why? Because, to me, they open up the world. I can remember being told when I was a kid, books will enable you to travel and experience just about anything you could possibly imagine. Well, I still believe that. And as far as I can see, the book business isn't going into the negative flow. It's still in very much the positive flow. Why? Because books are of different sizes. They're personal. You can take them with you anywhere. They allow you to just be ready for them whenever you want to be. Well, something I heard about in the early 90s regarding electronic books finally is coming into the forefront. What are they called? They're called electronic book readers. Now, they're like a slate. They're lightweight. They can be held in your hand. They're about the size of a thin paperback. And in today's world, this is really going to be hot stuff because it can store up to 200 downloaded books. Now, someone tried to produce this before, and it didn't work. Sony's Reader was introduced in 2006, and Amazon's Kindle, well, they're selling, but they're not selling all that well. And the reason is the screen. Now, they have been trying to get this down to a fine science for a lot of years. But so many of the screens that they have used have glared when you've been in low light and were trying to read it, or were drowned out by bright sunlight. So what they've come up with is a screen made with electronic paper. There is a company called E-Ink Corporation in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Sony, Amazon, and other makers worldwide are using their material. Now, this is what it does. It's reflective. Ambient light bounces off of the e-paper displays, so they look and read like ordinary paper. And the screens are very energy efficient. The only power that you use is when you turn a page. Now, the manager of the software product development is in San Jose, California. His name is Isaac Yang, and he said no current is needed to sustain the characters on a page once it has been called up. And about 7,500 pages can be turned on a single battery charge. And downloading books, actually, you know, of course, that's going to consume additional power. But to read, you're not going to have to worry about it not being there for you. And my goodness, having something like this on a plane, this would be incredible. Traveling in a car, traveling, being in school, wouldn't this be fabulous? So this is something that you may want to keep an eye open for. And if you have students in the household or if you're a book enthusiast, this may be something that you are really going to want to get into. There's all kinds of information that's going to be coming out. It's called the Library to Go, and this technology in China is just taking off as well as in France, and there are all kinds of shifts and changes that are evolving. So if you love books as much as I do and you want to keep them handy, this is the next step. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. I'm broadcasting to you from Zuni, Virginia, a farming community area, and I am going to be back on air with you tomorrow. Well, same time, same place. And don't forget, we're going to be talking how to keep fit, happy, and sassy, and looking great for the summer and the summer outfits. Being well is important. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you mañana. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.